This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. They're driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. I'm Dustin Huffman. Well, we know that the spring has given us an interesting start to the 2024 growing season. On one hand, we know that the rains have slowed down planting progress. We also need them to replenish the drought-stricken soils and give our crops a fighting chance to have a less stressful year than in years past. However, this moisture has also come with an unwelcome cost, and many acres need to be replanted. But has it been more of a blessing than a curse? We'll have to talk with Iowa Ag Secretary Mike Nagg to find out more right after this.
Stay up to date on the latest news impacting the soybean industry by attending the Iowa Soybean Association Summer Soy Series, coming to a community near you. Hear the latest insights on issues directly impacting farmer profitability, productivity, and sustainability, including soybean demand, research, policy, and more. Register by June 17th and be entered for a chance to win an ISA-branded cooler and special door prizes. Register today at iasoybeans.com/events. The Iowa Soybean Association, driven to deliver for Iowa's 37,000 soybean farmers.
Drowned out spots will dot the landscape from southwest to northeast and all points in between. It's a bit frustrating, especially since we don't have a new farm bill in place and these challenges are being handled by data and programs that are at least 6 years old. But that's a topic for another time. I had the chance to sit down with Iowa Ag Secretary Mike Nagg, who also farms in north central Iowa, and we talked about how farmers in some areas were having to race to get fields planted before crop insurance deadlines, and that replanting is going on in parts of the state.
Well, we've always had a rule at our place that you don't unhook the planter until the 4th of July, just because you might be able to or have to go out and hit some wet spots or touch some things up. And look, this has just been a planting season that has been spread out really over now, well, you could almost say a couple of months, meaning that there was some very early April planting dates and boy, some corn that looks fantastic, some beans that are up. And then we know that there's some corn and beans that just are getting in the ground now. And it just kind of depends on what you've got in terms of soil types and drainage and what you've gotten for weather. We've had some intense rain events.
As we said, breaking the multi-year drought that we've seen was a blessing for farmers across the state, especially as another summertime La Nina seems to be gearing up in the Pacific. Nagg says the rains coupled with an early summer heat wave give our crops the best chance to start strong.
We went from 203 consecutive weeks of at least D1 drought in the state of Iowa, stretching, 4 years. And we have taken that drought off the map with one of the top 10 wettest springs on record. So from a drought standpoint, we say good, we needed the moisture. From a planting standpoint, it has created some challenges for folks, and you're just going to kind of have all over the board. I was up in northeast Iowa earlier this week, and I can just tell you in the stretch of time that I was driving one afternoon, I literally saw everything, every condition that you could see in terms of crop condition and timing. So I think that was pretty representative of how things look across the state. But we continue to show that we can grow a crop. If we can get it in the ground and get some sun on it and get the right amount of rain, we can still pile up the bushels. And I'm expecting that that'll be absolutely the case. In fact, these warmer temperatures are not all bad from a crop standpoint.
The wet spring has also helped improve the forage situation in the state. We've had a really short supply of alfalfa and grass hay available for grazing in ruminants. And so, therefore, getting some of that grass and alfalfa to grow and get more production and value into our forage has been a blessing as well. So while it has been a little bit of a problem, the blessings seem to outweigh the curses. For Profit Matters, I'm Dustin Huffman.